Kobe Bryant says that he's an innocent man. In an emotional news conference last night, the Los Angeles Lakers guard denied the charge of sexual assault, which was filed against him earlier in the day. The charge stems from an encounter Mr. Bryant had with a 19-year-old woman at a Colorado resort last month, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was the most dramatic moment in a breathlessly dramatic day. Kobe Bryant sat down in front of a microphone at the Staples Center, home to his Los Angeles Lakers, and the place where he's established himself at the young age of 24 as one of the most dazzling players in NBA history. Last night, Bryant was not the suave, slightly distant megastar the public normally sees, but rather a defendant in a serious criminal case.
We're going to fight these false accusations. We have a lot at stake. I have a lot at stake, and that's not just, has nothing to do with the game of basketball. It has nothing to do with endorsements. You know, this is about us. You know, this is about our family.
With tears in his eyes, Bryant rejected the charge that he had sexually assaulted a 19-year-old woman who worked in a Colorado hotel. But sitting next to his wife, Vanessa, and holding her hand, Bryant admitted having sex with the woman the night he checked into the hotel last month.
Yeah, I sit here before you guys, embarrassed and ashamed for committing adultery. I love my wife so much. She's so special to me.
Bryant's attorney, Pamela Mackey, appeared at the news conference and said it was Bryant's idea to make a public statement. While he provided the emotion, Mackey laid out the defense strategy.
Kobe Bryant will plead not guilty. He will request that this case be tried to a Colorado jury. His defense is that what happened on June 30th in Eagle County was a sexual encounter between two consenting adults.
Bryant was arrested July 4th and released on bail. In the 2 weeks since then, speculation has been about whether there was an actual encounter between Bryant and his accuser. With the encounter now acknowledged, the case focuses on what exactly happened. And what happened, according to prosecutors, is a felony serious enough to carry a potential prison term of 4 years to life. Eagle County District Attorney Mark Hurlburt filed the charge early Friday, alleging Kobe Bryant caused sexual penetration or intrusion and cause submission of the victim through actual physical force.
I believe that we were able to look at all the evidence, and with the consultation of other prosecutors, I believe we were able to look at it fairly. I'm saying that as I'm looking at about 20 cameras here, but truly when you're evaluating whether to file charges or not, that doesn't come into play. We evaluate this like any other case.
Certainly this case won't be covered like any other. Kobe Bryant has been one of the country's most popular and marketable professional athletes. His clean image and spectacular basketball skills often have earned him comparisons to Michael Jordan. Bryant just signed a multi-million dollar endorsement deal with Nike, which released the following written statement. We're pleased to have a relationship with Kobe Bryant. Kobe has stated that he is innocent of the charges. We cannot comment further at this time. The NBA also didn't want to comment. Reporters undoubtedly will try to pry loose anything and everything as the legal process unfolds. Yesterday, District Attorney Hurlburt pleaded for some restraint with the 19-year-old woman he now represents.
Ladies and gentlemen of the media, I ask you to respect the victim's privacy in this matter. It's been very difficult for her, making it more difficult with all the media attention.
Kobe Bryant is due in Colorado court August 6th for a formal reading of the charges. Tom Goldman, NPR News.